Taharas Perek Dal Mishnah Yud Beis Zecher Nishmas Yitzchak Ben Mordechai Meir, finishing off the Perek, which is the list from Mishnah Zion of Tumos that the Chachamim declared Tahar. So it's a Safek Tumah that we said was all right. Safek Achulin, if you have an uncertainty about Chulin meat, Chulin food, which is considered to be Tahar Midrabanan, Zu Taharas Prishus, this is the Tahara of the Perushim, of the slandered in non-Jewish Gentile sources, the Pharisees. They would eat even Chulin in Tahara. And if you have a situation where you're not sure if your Chulin that you kept Tahar accidentally touched something tummy or not, that Suffolk is deemed Tahar because he didn't have to do it in the first place. He was already taking an extra step of Tahara from it. So this is the kind of sfekus involving Taharas Prishus. Safek Sharatzin, the next one on the list, if you have an uncertainty about Sharatzin, that the Chachamim said is Tahar, would include Batchila, Kisha'as Mitziyasan, at the time that they are found. So somebody threw a Sheretz among a bunch of Tahar loaves. And the question is, did the Sheretz touch the loaves or not? If you find the Sheretz on a blank piece of ground, not touching any of the Kikaros, then all of them are Tahar. And because, as we've seen this Perek, we judge Tumos as we find them, not as they may have touched and then fallen down. We're not Machmir to invent possible cases of Tumah. We can only go by what we see, and what we see is a Sheretz not touching something. So that's a Safek Sheratzin. Safek Nigaim. What would be a Safek involving Tzaras? Batchila Tahar Ad Shelo Nizkak La Tumah. We have a situation which we learned about back in Masechta Nigaim. An affected person at the beginning, when he is a Chazakah of Tahara, and then we say, is this Nega Tumah or not? So we say, until it's established Tameh, declared Tameh by the Kohen, he is Tahar until then. So this is a Sfeik Tumas Negoyim. We don't know if he's Tameh with the Nega until we go through the 7 day periods, the 3 7-day periods, where we are working on whether or not the Tumah is confirmed or not. However, once it was confirmed, Mishan Niskak La Tumah Sfeiko Tameh, if he was established as Tameh by the Kohen, then if there's any Suffolk about this same Nega afterwards, then we continue to keep him status quo as Tameh. Safek Nazirus, what's that? Mutar. If we have a situation where he is uncertain, he said, I'm going to be Nazir if there are 100 kor of grain in a silo, but the silo was found pillaged and the contents were lost and somebody, you know, looted after some event involving the cops. And so we're not sure. Did it ever have 100 kor or not in it? It's too late now. We can't tell. So therefore, he is mutter to drink wine. He is mutter to do all the things that a nazir is not allowed to do, become tamei meis, to shave, to cut his hair, whatever he wants to do. He is not a nazir because the uncertainty isn't whether he made the vow. The uncertainty is whether the condition was fulfilled or not. Safek bechoros. Further on in the list, if you have an uncertainty about Bechoros, for example, did this Bechor, was it really the first child of the womb of the female? Was there another one before? Echad Bechori Adam, whether it's a Bechor of a human being. Echad Bechori Behemo, whether it's a Bechor of an animal. So if it's a human being, then you would have to do Pidgin Habain, and you can't do it because there's a Suffolk. Or the Bechor of an animal. And this animal, whether Bein Tameh or Bein Tahora, whether it's not kosher or whether it is kosher. So in a not kosher animal, the firstborn in the Bechor of a donkey, Petar Hamar, is redeemed with the lamb. Or a kosher animal belongs to the Kohen. But in all these cases, it's uncertain if it's really a Bechor. Shamoti Mechaver Olav Arayon. This is a classic case we've had earlier in Shas, that the owner can say, if you can prove this is really a Bechor, then you can come take it. But until you can, I am not giving it to you. Hamosi Mechavero, Olav Araya, the burden of proof is upon the one who wants to try to take it away from the owner who has it now. Mishnah Yud Gimel, Safek Karbanos. The last on the list was a Safek about Karbanos. So what are we talking about? If you have a woman who has 5 uncertain births, so 5 fetuses were aborted, and we don't know whether or not these fetuses, which ended up not surviving, require her to bring a childbirth carbon. Or she has 5 zivos, she sees 5 over a period of 5 months, she sees dam on 3 consecutive days, And she's not sure, did it happen when she was a Nida or did it happen when she was not? And so as a result, because we're not entirely sure about this, Mabia Karban Echad, she brings one carbon. The carbon is a chatas ha'of, a bird chatas, which is offered for this kind of suffix. Ve'ocheles bazvachim. And she can eat from the carbonos. Ve'ena shara le'achova, and the rest are no obligation on her. So the issue is, a woman who gave birth and a woman who is a zava have to go through kapara and can't eat kachim until they finish the full kapara, which goes to, you go to the mikvah, harv shemesh, bring your carbon. Now, even though there are several cases of uncertainty here with either the vlados or the zivos, one carbon of uncertainty, one berchatas, handles all five. And she can eat kachim right away. She doesn't have to go through everything else because this carbon is as if she had gone to the mikvah, where when somebody has several tumos, going to the mikvah once takes care of all that. And she doesn't have to bring the others. She doesn't have to bring all the other birds. Instead, she's exempt from the other four. And the Chachamim actually were a little concerned because if she didn't need to bring any karbonos whatsoever, then even the one that she did bring out of the suffix was not really kachim. So they barely went along with letting her bring one for the five uncertainties because there's no definitive proof that she really needs to bring any karbonos whatsoever.